As I sought the Lord this week concerning the message this morning, I heard a very unusual word. I heard the Lord say, "My ecclesia and my remnant have now entered the season of our follow-through." And I knew that he was talking about the Godhead. Not the days of our follow-up, the days of our follow-through. Holy Spirit often speaks to me in a kind of unique phrasing. And he does that, I think, because it grabs my attention and it forces me to concentrate, meditate, ponder. What is this about? What is this saying? Many times it's obvious, but a lot of times it's not. What is this about? I've been pondering what he said now for the last couple of days. What does this mean? What is the ramifications of this for our times? Our times corporately, our times here at the Oasis, our times for the ecclesia at large, and of course our times individually, because it is very much about us individually as well. And I begin to feel a kind of more exhortive type word rising up inside of me. And as I felt that kind of exhortive type word, yet another prophetic word that I spoke a couple of years came flooding up from my spirit. And it got my attention. Numbers chapter 23:19 now. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? New Living Translation reads, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried through? The German version, God is not like people. He tells no lies. He is not like humans. He doesn't change his mind. When he says something, he does it. When he makes a promise, he keeps it. On July of 2020, a couple of years ago, I heard the Lord say this, and I'm going to blend that now with what I just heard Wednesday or so this past week. I heard the Lord say, and he spoke it very boldly, very emphatically. I heard it clear. It was like it was out loud. It wasn't, but that's the way it came to me. I will now reintroduce Holy Spirit to the world. He will function in visible leadership of my ecclesia in worldwide ways and with explosive power. My sons and daughters will now move to new levels of the dominion mandate, new and unadulterated authority, new and unadulterated authority will be seen in visible ways as Holy Spirit activates divine strategies and divisions of angel armies to reinforce those strategies, assist my heirs, and implement my kingdom government. A new Pentecost outpouring will be poured upon the earth, and everything in my kingdom will accelerate. Revival will come. Awakening will come. I will have my harvest. We are now going to see the vital preparations of Holy Spirit for years now, some 70 or so, unfolding in this new season and in this year, And I really feel the next 60 days are really going to show us some things, accelerating some things in our world. But the preparation of the Holy Spirit for years now is going to unfold in functioning, visible operations. This is a very key year. It's a very vital year. And Holy Spirit is all over it. Angel armies are all over it. And the true sons and daughters of God are now focusing on mission instead of themselves. On mission instead of themselves. It took almost 40 years to get a remnant to focus on mission rather than themselves. And only a remnant, a radical remnant, only a remnant is even doing that. But they are now embracing a God mandate rather than be charismatic fellowship centers or clubs. The warriors have been prepared. What God conceived them to be has been growing. Changes have been made. Transitions have been made. People have been moving and shifting and moving different ways. There is now a remnant upon the earth in functioning ecclesias. There's now a remnant that is not going to go back. They are determined to move into new times, new anointing, new glory, new ministry, new kingdom function, new ways, new strategies, new moves of the Holy Spirit. They do not want to go back to the old ways of doing things that didn't work. We almost lost the world because we wouldn't change. The charismatic movement is horse and buggy days, governmentally speaking, great as those days were. They were awesome. I lived through them. Compared to what Holy Spirit has planned for our times, and we must follow His plans. I mean, at some point, we've got to go to the river of God for something other than soaking. We need to go to ride it. Ride that river wherever it's going. Ride it to whatever destination it's taking us to, and do whatever the Holy Spirit says when it gets us there. It's different. We're being called into a new time. We're being called to original intent, original function, original meaning for the church on the earth. And that intent is for there to be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, which at this point we would have to admit it is not. It is not a glorious church yet, but at some point it's got to happen because Ephesians 5:27 says it's going to happen, and that's what He's coming back for. As Jesus taught us when He was just a kid, we must be about the Father's business. Those who are concerned with the Father's business are no longer children, tossed to and fro by different winds of doctrine coming down the road. They are bar mitzvahed ones. They are, in other words, growing, and they are maturing sons and daughters. It's not all about them. It's about serving the cause. It's about serving the King's business. It's about serving the Father. True ecclesias are now rising. A real kingdom-minded church is now rising. A radical remnant has been and is now rising, who finally understands we must be about the Father's business. We must be about His ways. We must be about His plans. Jesus, The mature son said, not my will, your will be done. I came to serve, not be served. The charismatic meism has almost cost us our country. It has almost cost us a generation of our children. Because rather than preach the gospel of the kingdom, which Jesus told us to preach, we took a different tact the past 40 years. And rather than teach the gospel of the kingdom, we begin to have self-help centers. It was all about us. And rather than preach the gospel of the kingdom, some would even took the anti side of that. Oh, we don't want to talk about the kingdom, and we certainly don't want to talk about dominion. We're not here to do that. When in fact, that is exactly why we are to be here. And so if the church is not doing what we're supposed to do, little wonder we get no results. It's almost cost us our nation. Me, 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 it's all about me. It's all about what I want. Church is there for me. I need a life coach. I need a nominal church that doesn't make things about what the king desires. It makes it about me. Well, I agree that all are important, everyone is valued, and everyone is special to our God, and there are benefits of the kingdom for us every single day. But at some point, after the new birth, we have got to grow up and become Christians, Christ-like ones, who are about the Father's business. This is the time when we must focus on the Father's business. Ones who make it about Him, understanding, when I make it about Him, all things are added to me anyway. When I make it about Him, all my needs are met according to His riches and glory. And now a real ecclesia is emerging who desire to do the King's business. Sons and daughters are rising who realize the church is being built by Him and for Him, and He calls the shots. He makes the rules. He defines the mission. He must be the one that defines the mission. He defines what the ecclesia is and what it does. Not the culture, not society, not a university, not a government, not the media, not hiring shepherds or baying sheep. Finally, the ecclesia, a true ecclesia is rising who are embracing a mindset of, we must be about the Father's business. Now, we will see, because of this rising ecclesia and this radical remnant, we will see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that He has promised we're going to see. We will see, like Acts chapter 2, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is, like Acts chapter 2, only greater, far greater. We will see power from on high being poured out now, greater power than the church has ever seen, ever, ever, ever. The ecclesia will now function in spiritual governing authority that does affect earth's government. And this year, we're going to accelerate into that kind of spiritual government in ways we have not done heretofore. America, yes, is going to be saved. It will be saved. Angel armies will be seen assisting that function. This world is now going to see. Our great God means exactly what He says. Politicians are going to see it. Government leaders are going to see it. Humanist professors are going to see it. Full atheists are going to see it. The alphabet gender is going to see it. Dead Christians are going to see it. Dead denominations are going to see it. Agnostics who can't make up their mind are going to see it. Hollywood actors who preach an anti-Christ doctrine, who preach an anti-church view, they are going to see it. Lucifer is going to see it. Principalities and powers are going to see it. Rulers of darkness are going to see it. Our great God means exactly what he says. He is not some muttering old man that can't remember what he said. He is not confused. He's vibrantly, consciously alive in every way. He's brilliance personified in every way, and he will show this world he never lies. Never. He never lies. Ever. And in 2022, in many ways that he has planned for, he is going to prove to government, he's going to prove to politicians, professors, colleges, religious has-beens, has-been seminaries, he never lies, never does, never lies. Numbers 23:19, the voice translation. Moses is the writer of it. God is not a man. He doesn't lie. God isn't the son of man to want to take back what he said or say something and not follow through or speak and not act on it. God's going to follow through. He's going to act on what he said, and he never lies. Ever been around someone who just doesn't follow through? That drives me crazy. I mean, they start something and then they stop halfway if they get halfway. They have all these unfinished messes all over the place. There's a pile here, a pile here, a pile there. They start doing this and then they get distracted. And you start doing something else. One project after another project, unfinished. And their life is cluttered with unfinished project. They just can't seem to stay focused. Please know, Jehovah God does not have that problem. He is laser focused. And he always follows through. And that was his word to me early Wednesday morning. I always follow through. Our follow through season is here. God is declaring to his people, you are now moving into the follow through season. 2022 is a follow through year. That's what he said. And the ramifications of that are awesome. He's going to follow through on promises that he made. He's going to follow through on promises you've been holding on to for your family or for your business, for whatever. He's going to act on what he said. He's not going to lie. He's not going to leave it half done. He's not going to leave a cluttered mess laying around everywhere. He's going to finish, in other words, he's going to finish some projects this year. And he's going to finish some big ones in the next 60 days. I know it in my knower. Some projects are about to be followed through on. God's going to follow through on promises that he made to you. He's going to follow through on promises that he gave to the apostles, to the prophets for our times. He hasn't changed his mind. He doesn't change his mind. He doesn't lie. He's going to act on and he's going to do what he said. This world is going to see our God follow through. He has always shown, always. He's the God who follows through for those who dare trust him, for those who dare believe what he says. They can testify. Well, I'm going to give you a land that flows with milk and honey. But God, don't you know we're in slavery? Don't you know that that land that you promised us, it's got all kinds of well-armed people there. Their last names are It. And there's all kinds of Ites. God, there's some big Ites there. Twice our size, three times our size. God, do you know what you're saying? You want to change your mind, God? No. God followed through. And he did exactly what he said. He didn't lie. He didn't lie. Well, Abraham, I know you're old. In fact, you're ancient. So is your wife, Sarah. But you're going to have a son. Well, God, don't you know how hard that is going to be to get that accomplished? I mean, please, God, what about Ishmael? Miss Ishmael's a good one, God. You know, you can do anything. You just take Ishmael. God says, no. I gave the word, and I'm not changing my mind. And we find out there was a God who followed through. He did exactly what he said. He didn't lie. Hey, kid, David, I'm going to make you a king someday. Well, God, I don't know anything about being a king. Actually, I don't know much at all. I'm out here with the sheep. I know some good watering holes. But I don't know anything about ruling and reigning. I certainly don't know anything about being a king. I don't know anything about laws, God. I don't see how that's possible, but that was the word. And God followed through. And he became exactly who God said. God didn't lie. Hey, kid, in that case, me, almost 43 years ago, you're not a pastor, you're an apostle. And you now need to strategize on ways to reach regions. I had no idea at all what he meant. I didn't know what an apostle was, and to my knowledge, never had met one. Didn't even know if there were any. And didn't know if I wanted to be one. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't understand it. I always knew I was different. I thought different than most. And the Lord says, no, you're not a pastor. You're an apostle. Strategize and reach. I want you to do this. I want you to strategize locally. I want you to strategize regionally. And I want you to do some strategies for the nation also and nations. I had no idea what he meant because back then my paradigm was so different. We didn't understand that. And so Holy Spirit began to tell me, well, it's like pastoring a region or pastoring a territory. That was my concept. It was all our concept. We didn't know what it meant. And I remember even in the early times, I was thinking about this week. This is, we had nothing. We were meeting at the Seventh-day Adventist Church when God's began to share that with me and just change who I was. Because even out of Bible schools, I knew I'm different. Actually, I thought I'm weird because I don't think like these guys. So something must be wrong with me. God changed me, make me whatever, you know. And we were meeting at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Sunday morning because they have church on Saturday. So they let us meet on Sunday morning. We had nothing. We didn't have a building. We weren't on salary. We weren't getting a paycheck. We didn't even have a PA set. We didn't even have a microphone. And God spoke to me and said, I want you to believe and stretch yourself and to stretch this these people for the influence into 5,000. Well, I can talk about that now and say, we're going to influence 5,000. Well, we're doing that this morning. That's no. We'll do that and a lot more. But when you have less than 40 people, it has no punch. We're going to believe God for 5,000. And my mind was, that's 5,000 people. Somehow influencing a 5,000 people into a territory, not just a local church, a region. That was my concept. So I got up and we had nothing. We're going to influence 5,000. That's what God said. And I believed it. And I didn't have any idea how that was going to happen or anything about the apostolic, as I said. Oftentimes, when God gives you something like that, like I said, you think you know and you don't. And I didn't know until 3 or 4 years ago. He wasn't talking about 5,000 people. He was talking about 5,000 churches. That was not in my concept. I didn't even know if I could make it through 2 years with one church. 5,150 was our last count on the fire torch churches in the region. See, I had no concept for that. But I believed the word of the Lord, and I believed we're to be an apostolic hub, not a charismatic worship center. And I was willing to take the heat for that. And now, God has followed through. He followed through. He did exactly what he said. We don't always have to have it all together and know everything, but we do have to obediently follow. And now he's saying, this is the year when I'm following through on some things. I'm going to give it to you. Believe me, God followed through. It's amazing what God has done. Get it fixed in your heart this year. Fill your mind with this mindset. Set your faith. Resist doubt. Resist unbelief. Keep growing and keep the focus on Him. Understand the ecclesia is here to do the King's business, whatever He says. Emphatically decide you're moving into a supernatural season of promises fulfilled. One after the other after the other. Many of you, it's time to stretch your faith and believe that this is my time for promises to be followed through on in my life and my family's life, one after the other. My God is following through on what He has said to me, and He never lies. My faith decrees. My faith declares. All things are possible to those who believe. He never lies. My faith declares He took stripes upon His back so that I could be healed of sickness and disease. He never lies. My faith declares whatever I ask in faith, believing in the name of Jesus, my Father is going to do it. He never lies. My whole household is going to be saved. He never lies. My faith decrees I will always triumph in Christ Jesus. He never lies. My faith declares everything I do in the perimeters of His will and in the perimeters of His word is going to prosper. He never lies. My faith declares there is not a weapon of hell or anybody else that can prosper against me. He never lies. My faith declares I may pass through deep waters. I may pass through rushing rivers or times of fire. I may pass through deep waters and flames of fire, but no harm is coming to me because He never lies. There is no plague coming near my household in Jesus' name. No COVID, no whatever they're going to call the next one or the next one or the next one. It's not coming to my house. He never lies. I'm raising the standard this year. This year, this new season of Holy Spirit, we have got to let our faith rise and decree at another level. God is going to follow through on everything that He said to us individually, everything that He said to us corporately. He's going to follow through on the corporate words that He has given to the church, that He has given through the prophets. He hasn't changed His mind. He is going to act on what He has said to this nation, and He never lies. This is the time when bold, radical remnant warriors have got to stand up and say, I am about the King's business. I will declare what He says. I will do it His way. I will believe everything He says, whether I see it, even like I had to 43 years ago. And you can't imagine what we didn't know then. We didn't know anything. Frankly, I was being a pastor. I didn't even know how to pastor. I didn't know how to do anything. But regardless of what I know how to do, I'm going to believe every word that He says. He never lies. He never lies. He never lies. He never lies. Our mantra this year has got to be from the body of Christ rising up in this world. He never lies. He never lies. He never lies. He never lies. Never has, never will. He never lies. He never has lied, and He's not lying now. He didn't change His mind. He never lies. He's never lied. America is going to be saved. He never lies. Healings and miracles are going to go to another level. He never lies. That's His promise. Singers and musicians, come. Today we're going to declare at these altars he never lies. Again, this is an exhortation day. I'm not up here trying to teach. I'm trying to get you to finally To with me, is a better way of phrasing it, agree, He never lies. Well, I'm sick in body, by His stripes we're healed. He never lies. Come. You need healing? Come. You need deliverance? Come. He never lies. It's time to get some bold faith rising. It's time to believe. He never lies. He's going to follow through on some things. There has got to be now in our world, and I don't want to get sidetracked because I want to pray for people, but the charismatic movement, we prayed for people all the time, prayed for healings, miracles, prayed for healings a lot, but towards the end of that, it was all set aside, and what was called the healing movement of that day was set aside. And we forgot who we were. We forgot who we were. And now you see the result is even in charismatic churches, full gospel churches, whatever you want to call them, they don't believe for miracles anymore. I've had pastors tell me, I don't lay hands on people anymore. They tend to die. What kind of a thing is that? I mean, I don't know anything dumber. Right now, we must declare the word of healing into a nation that is being ravaged by disease, because our mouth tends to quiet up when we need to say, He never lies. Come. Come and receive healing. The covenant is for you. He doesn't lie. Deliverance is for you. He never lies. Prosperity is for you. He can set you free. He never lies. Maybe you're here today and you say, well, I don't even know Jesus. I'm not born again. And I don't see how He could ever save me. Well, He never lies. Whosoever will can come. He never lies. My message today is He never lies. Stand, please. The altar is open for whatever your need might be. And I am declaring my faith right now is He never lies. See, there's a promise He's made to me, and I've been believing for it for years. Well, He didn't. He didn't change His mind. He isn't going to lie. He's going to follow through. Is this the time that He's going to follow through for you? depends on your confession. There's a church that's got to rise up and radically state, I believe what he said, and he never lies. The church, the ecclesia, is going to be the most influential body on this earth. We are going to see the greatest revival ever. He never lies. Never. We are going to see cripples run. He never lies. And we're going to push ourselves to get there. Push yourself to get there. Say what he says. Amen. Whatever you want to sing, Rachel, those that want prayer, come on. And we will pray for you. And we're going to believe whatever you're coming for. There is victory. He never lies. There's deliverance. He never lies. There's healing. He never lies. Someone here, you have a lot of pain in this side, right up through here, going up this side of your body. And you are in excruciating pain. Wherever you are, come. God's going to heal you. Someone here in your lower back, this is your left side, right in the middle, across, and it's almost excruciating. Is that you? Okay, we'll pray for you. Someone here, you have difficulty swallowing. It's not from a sore throat. It's from something else. I can see it in the spirit. I can see it. God wants to heal you today. I believe it'll dissolve. He never lies. Amen. There's someone here with cancer in your lungs. I see three spots on the left lung. And it's getting to, I want to say it's stage three. Evidently, you've had it diagnosed, something like that. I believe my God can heal that. I believe he doesn't lie. I just don't feel like it's time to back up anymore. It's just time to just get out there. He doesn't lie. Whatever your need is, I'm believing that he is here today. And he's following through on promises that he made. He didn't lie. He didn't lie. Lord, I pray for those in living rooms, in cars, wherever they may be, all around this world. He never lies. Grab hold of this. The healing's re-released across this nation. Right now, he never lies. Throughout Canada, throughout South Africa, Germany, he never lies. You've made so many promises to us, Lord. And I believe you remember every one of them. You remember exactly how you said them. And you promised you're going to follow through. We declare, Lord, these next 60 days are days of supernatural follow through for this nation, for your ecclesias, and for your remnant. They're all three, Lord. Will experience in supernatural ways, the God who follows through. We declare, we trust the God of follow throughs to follow through. Everything's shifting, it will not go back. And Lord, our desire is to ride the river. Take us wherever you want. You're in charge. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There are some things happening, I feel, in the spirit realm for signs and wonders and miracles that are being broken loose. And the enemy tried to put a lid on it in the body of Christ, and that lid's coming off. No, I believe it. I mean, I just, it's,
It's way past time that we wake up to that. All right. Well, it was a pretty simple message, but it's one that'll change everything. He never lies. Go out into this week and declare it everywhere. He just never lies. Believe it. Stand up yelling in the face of the devil. He never lies. Mm-hmm. Amen.